This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the new policies are being framed with a focus on youth empowerment, placing young people at the centre of nation building. Addressing the Veer Bal Divas programme at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said Gen Z and Gen Alpha will lead the country towards the goal of becoming a developed nation. He emphasised that youth remain at the core of every initiative taken by the government in various fields including space, sports, fintech and manufacturing. The Prime Minister highlighted that efforts are being made to connect youth and provide them opportunities with the development of leadership skills under the initiative Mera Yuva Bharat. Mr. Modi underlined that new opportunities are opening for youth in every sector.
आज युवाओं के सशक्तिकरण को ध्यान में रखकर नई पॉलिसी बनाई जा रही है। युवाओं को राष्ट्र निर्माण के केंद्र में रखा गया है। मेरा युवा भारत ऐसे प्लेटफॉर्म के माध्यम से युवाओं को जोड़ने, उन्हें अवसर देने और उनमें लीडरशिप स्किल विकसित कराने का प्रयास किया जा रहा है। स्पेस इकोनॉमी को आगे बढ़ाना, खेलों को प्रोत्साहित करना, फिनटेक और मैन्युफैक्चरिंग सेक्टर को विस्तार देना, स्किल डेवलपमेंट और इंटर्नशिप के अवसर तैयार करना, इस तरह के हर प्रयास के केंद्र में मेरे युवा साथी ही है।
President Draupadi Murmu conferred the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on the occasion of Veer Bal Divas in New Delhi today. This year, 20 children from 18 states and union territories have been awarded for demonstrating outstanding achievements. Speaking on the occasion, the president said the awards will encourage the recipients and also inspire children across the country. She noted that the award-winning children have made extraordinary contributions in various fields including bravery, art and culture, environment, innovation, science and technology. The centre has released over 723 crore rupees as grants for rural local bodies in Rajasthan and Jharkhand. Panchayati Raj Ministry said the grants have been released for the current financial year under 15th Finance Commission to strengthen Panchayati Raj institutions and rural local bodies. The ministry said over 448 crore rupees have been released for 3,857 gram panchayats of Rajasthan. More than 275 crore rupees have been released for all 4,342 eligible gram panchayats of Jharkhand. India remains actively engaged with the US to address and minimize the disruptions caused to Indian nationals holding H-1B visas. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the government has received multiple representations from Indian nationals facing delays and difficulties in scheduling or rescheduling US visa appointments. He said India has raised these concerns with the US authorities in New Delhi and Washington, D.C. He added that these delays have caused extended hardships for affected individuals and their families, including disruptions to education.
We condemn the recent gruesome killing of a Hindu youth in Maiwand Singh and expect that the perpetrators of the crime would be brought to justice. Over 2,900 incidents of violence against minorities, including cases of killings, arsons, land grab, have been documented by independent sources.
Jailed former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak was convicted by Kuala Lumpur High Court today on the charges of abuse of power and money laundering in the multi-billion dollar One Malaysia Development Berhad scandal. The judge is yet to announce sentencing of Najib over his role in the massive embezzlement from One Malaysia Development Berhad while he was the Prime Minister. According to investigators, at least $4.5 billion was stolen Malaysia Development Berhad, a state fund Najib co-founded in 2009 while in office. Najib has denied any wrongdoing. In women's cricket, India won the toss and elected to bowl against Sri Lanka in third T20 match at Greenfield International Stadium, Thiruvananthapuram. Sri Lanka were 13 for no loss in 1.4 overs when reports last came in. The hosts have taken 2-0 lead in the five-match series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.